This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing open player. Brandewey bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp. Colleen Brandewey. Back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This
to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. We are at Troy tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Easy for me to say. I am out of breath, been running around the Troy gym trying to get the roster for Roush's opponent, Tri-County North, and there have been so many changes I can't keep track. Chuck, Roush on a roll. Thought the loss to Anna was good medicine. Another close call to Marion Local. And a romp in the first tourney game over Yellow Springs.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they lost to Anna. I've never been a proponent to saying if you lose the game, it's good. But you can teach a lot out of that. And I'll guarantee you the one thing that Coach Cordonia talked to them about was can't show up, throw your uniform out there on the floor and expect to win. Everybody's giving you their best shot. You better be ready to play.
Yeah, very close call against Marion Local. Roush won by 5 on the road. 57-52. So the Raiders know they are not invincible. Loss came at a good time. It was after a lengthy winning streak late in the year. And opportunity to put the nose to the grindstone, bounce back, and head into the tourney trail now with a head of steam. Roush Raiders against Tri-County North tonight. Roush, of course, the prohibitive favorite. Tri-County North 2-20 on the year. Finished up 0-11 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. And as we noted, the Roush Raiders on the campaign, 22-1, won the Shelby County Athletic League with an overall mark of 11-1. Spencer Cordonier, year number 5, 2 stints as head coach of the Roush boys, coached the girls for 4. He's been coaching high school sports on the hoop side for in excess of 20, and he's done a masterful job leading this Roush team. Both teams down on the floor shooting around. Roush to our right, Tri-County North to our left. We'll return with more from here at Troy High School in just a few minutes. A few fans starting to file in here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Troy. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. What's at stake here tonight? Well, should Rushi win, the Raiders would advance to a game this coming Friday here at Troy. The opponent would be the winner of tonight's second game, which features Newton against Emmanuel Christian. That contest coming up at 7:30. The winner of that matchup would play the Rushi Tri-County North winner, obviously. Rushi Raiders, the prohibitive favorite in this game that we're covering tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. An evolving roster and starting five for Tri-County North. Leading scorer, Logan Flory, not here, either out ill or injured, averaging close to 15 points a game, is Logan Flory, 6-foot senior. Clint Barnes starts in his place, a 6'4 sophomore. Peyton Fannin, a 5'10 freshman, will get the starting nod. Kobe Reynolds, a 6'3" soft, will begin the game. Parker Overcash, a 5'11 senior, at just under 8 points a game. And Travis Williamson, a 6'2 junior, at about 6.5 a game, will be the five starters for head coach Garrett Woodyard. His brother is on the roster for this Tri-County North club. Coach Woodyard, a graduate of TCN back in 2016, played baseball, basketball, football, and I'm sure many of these basketball players for Tri-County North participate in multiple sports at the WOAC school. Looking down through the schedule of games played this year by Tri-County North, Chuck, a couple of close calls. A win over National Trail on Saturday, February 17th, in the season finale, 72-63. That was a bright spot, a 22-point victory over New Miami. Looking at other games, hung in there with Newton, lost by 3, 63-60. Played Greenan on the road, were beaten by 11. Good effort against Twin Valley South, lost by 13 in that contest. But it's a team that's had a hard time scoring points. You look down through the ledger, you see 29, 29, 29, three games in succession in the month of January. And as well as Rushi plays defense, it's going to be a mighty tough time for TCN to score points in this game tonight, Chuck.
Well, if your leading scorer and a senior with experience is not going to play tonight, it was going to be a long shot anyway. Yeah, they're just going to have to come out, have fun, try to take care of the basketball, and try not to let Rushi get five or six dunks on you, I think would be as the coach. Because you're pretty sure you're not going to win it. You're not telling your kids that. But you're telling them you got to get back, you got to play hard, and you can't quit. And if they don't quit, they've got to win.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, for these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Tri-County North has to hope that Rushi doesn't bring its A game or B game or even C game. Rushi's got to play poorly. Tri-County North has to put forth maybe one of its very best efforts of the year. And Rushi simply cannot shoot it well in order for Tri-County North to be around at halftime. We've got the entire roster for the blue jerseyed Rushi team. We expect to see a lot of changes come second half if Rushi, the prohibitive favorite, does produce a big lead in the third quarter of this game. Those are the key building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. This reminder, we're on the air thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge Wealth Management. Hey, to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. That's Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, and it's got an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Plus towing 24-7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. You can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru, too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. We'll return with more from here at Troy. It's a Division IV boys sectional game, round two, on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management.
J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Troy. Rushi Raiders still shooting around down to our right. Rushi coming into this contest with a mark of 22-1, seeking tournament victory number two here at Troy in D4 sectional play tonight. Chuck, how about the Rushi girls? Turned the tables on Covington last night 45-30 after losing to Covington by 9 early in the season. Rushi girls on a roll, on a collision course to play the Botkins Jackson Center winner in a
district
game, district contest that would be played right here coming up on Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, yep. So there's going to be one Shelby County League team for sure in that game. But actually, it's going to be two because one of the two has to win. Loramie plays the third. So, yeah, they for a season where it wasn't fabulous basketball for the girls, they got three of them coming to the district. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Michael Bayshore's team has come on strong. Wow. Steady improvement. Fundamentally very good now. Running the offense, a lot of cohesion. Coach Bayshore, splendid performance, leading the way for the Rushi girls team.
Well, I'll tell you what, when he inserted York into the game, into the lineup, she has been outstanding for them, playing the ball, handling the basketball, doing a great job for them.
She is a defender on a team which is extremely young.
And she's only a sophomore, yep.
Yep. Very youthful girls team at Rushi, which is one win away against either Jackson Center or Botkins from advancing onto the district on Saturday. Jackson Center and Botkins girls play at Versailles tomorrow. I think they kicked it all the way up to a 5:30 start to offset Botkins and Jackson boys that play a couple hours later. That's the way it worked out.
Yeah, one in pick, they got this all botched up. But it is what it is. We'll live with it.
Why is this Rushi boys basketball team so good? Well, it's extremely talented, for one thing. You look down through the first, second team, and the honorable mention players in the Shelby County Athletic League this year. The top 15 young men, guess what? Five of them are from Rushi. Hayden Quinter, Player of the Year. In fact, he was a second teamer as a ninth grader.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was a second team performer. All SCAL in the ninth grade. Player of the Year this year is Aiden Quinter. Braden Monin, who starts for the Raiders, fine senior. He's on the first team. all SCAL. That's second team, Felix Francis, Braylon Perdonier, senior and junior, respectively. Honorable mention, Benjamin York, a junior. Probably not too many leagues or conferences around the state, Chuck. Five of the top 15 players come from one squad.
No, and it's not like you're in a bad league and you just have a good team. Yep. It's a good league, but and all five of those young men deserve where they are in that lineup.
Yep, well said. Let's give credit where it's due. Rounding out the first team along with Quinter and Monin, Reed Blatfoot, junior, Jackson Center, Colin Dosick, junior, Botkins, Trey Heitkamp, senior, Anna. The second team, in addition to Felix Francis and Braylon Perdonier of Rushi, Mason Carey, senior, Anna, Lucas Hartle, senior, Jackson Center, and Jordan Herzog, senior, Botkins. About 10 or 11 minutes or so away from the tip-off of tonight's game between Rushi and Tri-County North, one of the first games I ever covered, Chuck, way, way, way back in the early 70s, first high school games I ever covered, was in Preble County. And I think way back then there were two Twin Valleys.
Once, Twin Valley North, Twin Valley South, exactly.
Yeah, once upon a time, there were, and the radio station in Middletown, Ohio, WPFB, had me call my first game ever against Twin Valley South and Twin Valley North football game was in a glorified treehouse that was hooked to a light post on about the 20-yard line. It poured down rain that night, and both teams wore dark jerseys. One team wore dark pants. The other team wore white pants. Those white pants were mud in the rain by mid-first quarter, and I didn't even know which team had the ball.
Yeah, well, that's fun. My experience in Tri-County North or Twin Valley North at the time, I coached girls soccer at Piqua, and we went there on a weekday. It poured and poured and poured, and I kept waiting for them to call it off, and they didn't. We couldn't do corner kicks because of standing water. We had to move it out of the way, and I didn't win a lot of games as Piqua's girls coach, but I did win that one.
Standing water,
yes,
on the soccer field, more often than not, usually a reason to postpone the match, unless it's not in front of the goal. If it's somewhere else on the field, you might go ahead and play in front of the net. Yeah, you cancel it, but yeah. You were fortunate that night.
Yeah, well, it was a long bus ride. When we got there, if they wouldn't have played, I wouldn't have been very happy.
But you played and won.
We played and won.
How about that? So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We would not be here today without the efforts of LaCal Equipment way back in 2006 and 7, a founding partner on Scores Broadcast, and LaCal has sustained its partnership ever since. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment, which in 1983 moved from L.A. to Shelby County, thus the original name, LaCal. And tonight we highlight a Rushi Raiders cheerleader, sophomore Camille Saunders, daughter of Cindy and Rob, a 3.8 GPA, active in volleyball, student council. Your book does a lot of babysitting. She is perhaps going to study down at Clemson after a move to the state of South Carolina and pursue a program in psychology. Her sister is a graduate of Rushi, Grace. She's in college studying at Ohio State. And she's got an older brother, Grant, who graduated in 2022. He was a fine baseball player. Remember Grant Saunders? He pitched for the Rushi Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Camille's brother. Thanks to LaCal Equipment. High school basketball tonight, Tri-County North against the Rushi Raiders. We'll have starting lineups just around the corner in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Again, Chuck, and looking over the Tri-County North schedule this year, I don't see much that pops out at me. There's not a sidebar or a second storyline, except for the fact that the Tri-County North did play Newton extremely well. Lost at home to Newton 63-60. Of course, we know Newton beat Botkins late in the year. How about this? Saturday, January 6th, Miami Valley School 54, Tri-County North 49. Pretty competitive ball game. Tri-County North played.
That's the same team that Loramie just played, correct?
Yep, Tri-County North played during the season. The team very well that was beaten by Fort Loramie this past weekend by 7. What it's worth, I do throw that out there again. The challenge for Tri-County North is going to be scoring the basketball. And I see a handful of games Tri-County North didn't break 30.
Wow.
And against this Rushi defense, which gets deflections, steals, block shots, altered shots, transition, baskets, easy hoops running the other way. You give up a few of those early, if you're Tri-County North, you might get deflated pretty fast.
Well, it could look like, I had a driver call me and said, I can't get any farther in Montana because there's avalanche warnings. I think there's avalanche warnings here, too. And they got Tri-County North has to try to make sure that snow doesn't start running down the hill.
It's not supposed to get cold until late tomorrow night, not this evening. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule of games. Tomorrow night we are at Piqua. Two games for you. Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe, game one should be a good contest. Tip off at 6, on the air at 5:20. And then in the second game, Jackson Center and Covington. Wow, Covington looked mighty good, the Buccaneers did, in knocking off Legacy Christian by 4 in the third game of 3 on Saturday at Garbury Gym on the campus of Piqua High School. Now you never know. Covington might be able to play with Jackson Center in that second tilt tomorrow night. Who knows? Upstart Fort Loramie will be up against City, taking on a favorite Franklin Monroe team that's only lost 6 or 7 all year long. But, again, you got to play the games on the floor. Hey, Fort Loramie's 2-4.
a contest in which they play extremely well at both ends of the court and score 50, 55 points.
I thought they played pretty well on Saturday, and I'll tell you what, right now they're playing with house money. I mean, they only won five games all year. They just got that sixth, and they got a shot to get another one before they get into that final. So Laramie can be real happy with what's happening with their team right now.
Yep, well said. Basketball tonight, 6 o'clock tip, just a few minutes away. Rushi against Tri-County North. Sectional tournament action here at Troy. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We return with the start of this game and the opening lineups in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282.
498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Spencer Cordonier, year number 5, head coach of the Rushi boys, his second stint as the head man. And he coached Rushi to 3 straight Shelby County Athletic League championships, 1 district title during his initial tenure as the head man. Now, Rushi was 55-19 under his tutelage. And he is at the helm for the 2nd consecutive season. Tri-County North, coached by Garrett Woodyard. He is a Tri-County North graduate. Back in 2016, played 3 sports, did Woodyard and TCN. Opening 5 for the Rushi Raiders is as follows. Felix Francis, 6'5", senior, in the middle. Hayden Quinter at a wing, 6'2", senior. Braden Monin out front, a 6'2", senior. Braylon Cordonier at forward, a 6'4", junior. Those four all average between 10 and 12.5 points a game. Vince Borchers in the opening 5. He's at almost 7 per outing. He is a 6'1 junior. Rushi in the road, blue, gold numerals for Tri-County North. Travis Williamson, 6'2 junior in the opening 5. Parker Overcash, a 5'11 senior, starts. Those two right around 7, 7.5 a game. Clint Barnes, 6'4 sophomore, starts. As Rushi wins the opening tip, and right away, Hayden Quinter lights it up from 17 feet right behind the foul stripe. He rips the cords on a nice jumper, and it's 2-0 in favor of Rushi as Tri-County North, against pressure, throws it away. Quickly, deep right corner. Rushi chucks up a long three. It's Borchers wide open. Yes, good start for Vince.
Well, 2 for 2.
Good to see Vince Borchers pour it in from long range as he unloaded it from distance. Here's Tri-County North down the floor. Loose ball in the lane. Picked up on the play by Williamson. Little jumper from 10 is in there. Nice play, Travis Williamson for TCN to make it 5-2. Rushi attacks in a hurry. Goes down inside to Felix Francis. Shot no good. Raiders get the rebound. Around the horn they throw it. Left corner three by Quinter, no good. Rebound in the paint by Monin. It is up and it's in. Nice play by Monin. He cleaned it up in the paint area, down below the foul stripe. And it's 7-2 in favor of Rushi, which makes a steal at midcourt. Going off the floor was Monin. Saved it, threw it back in. 1, 2, 3 passes. Borchers on the layup. 9-2 Rushi. 6.5 to go in the first. Tri-County North 5 on the floor. Also includes Peyton Fannin, a 5'10 freshman. Kobe Reynolds, a 6'3" sophomore. Two softs and a freshman in the opening quintet for the team opposing Rushi here tonight.
Well, that's good for the future and bad for the present.
Yeah. 9-2, speaking of the present, as Tri-County North just threw the ball out of bounds. Panthers fall back on defense, wearing white, red numerals, and black and gray trim. Rushi with the blue, top to bottom, gold numbers. Raiders throw it into the paint area. Ball bobbled. Loose ball picked up baseline left. Short shot missed by Cordonier. Rebound Tri-County North. Stolen by Monin. Monin blazes a trail to the rim and banks it in. 11-2 in favor of Rushi. 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Down the floor, Fannin for Tri-County North. On top to Parker Overcash. Jump shoots a long three. It skids off the iron and goes out of bounds in the corner.
Well, Fannin's a freshman. He's the one handling the ball on the point, and he's being guarded by Quinter. That's a tough assignment for the young man.
I tell you what, it has been a challenge for Tri-County North to get into a half-court flow.
Yeah, well, they've got 5 turnovers.
We played 2 minutes, 20 seconds, opening period. Rushi walks the ball to the timeline. Borchers over the red circle here at Troy High School's gym. Jackson Grojean on the floor now for the Raiders, 5'9 junior. Here's a miss from the right side of the floor by Rushi. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by the Raiders. Benjamin York on the court as well, 6'4 junior. It'll be thrown inbounds by the Panthers, 10 players in backcourt. Pressure being applied. Williamson handles. 11-2 Rushi. 5:20 left to go, first quarter. Dribbling midcourt, it's Fannin. Nearly stolen by Grojean. Out of bounds it goes to TCN. Panthers throwing in the person of Kobe Reynolds. 6'3" sophomore, about 6 points a game. Fires down the left side to Williamson. He's in the corner. He muffs the pass. Ball rolls to the boundary, and it is Rushi possession.
He could have picked it up. He let it roll, thinking it was their ball. You don't have the official make a decision. If you can grab it, grab it.
Exactly. 5:18 to go, first quarter. Rushi 11, Tri-County North 2. Outside the arc on the right, it's Quinter. Deep right corner to a teammate. It is a long one by York, who sized up the three. He was unguarded, and he swished it. Right away off the bench, Benjamin York knocks down a trifecta, 14-2 Rushi, 4:57 to go, first quarter. On the arc is Overcash for Tri-County North. Baseline left to Reynolds. His 15-footer bounces around, comes off. It's taken down by Borchers of the Raiders. Borcher scoots ahead down to Grojean, 25 feet away. Baseline left, shot fake by Francis. On top to York, right corner Borchers. Mid-post Francis right back to York on the arc. And he drills it from 23 feet. Wow, you talk about delivering the ball in shooting position. York caught it chest high. In it went. And then we've got a steal down here by Rushi. Tri-County North threw it in. Another quick goal by the Raiders.
Yeah, York stole it, scored it. He's got 8 points here after coming off the bench.
It is the York show coming in as a sub. Raiders have them all the way down through the entire roster. A lot of skill and talent. Timeout called. 4:21 to go first quarter, 19-2. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Second game here tonight features Newton and Emmanuel Christian. Newton is probably a slight favorite in that game. Rushi well on its way to a triumph here over Tri-County North, 19-2, halfway through the first quarter. So it's shaping up as a Rushi versus Newton Emmanuel Christian winner. And Rushi would come back on Friday night at 6 right here at Troy. As you were saying, Chuck, during the break, Tri-County North is probably on the losing end. And if Rushi doesn't miss a shot, this game could be over by early second quarter. Here's a steal by Tri-County North, or I should say by Rushi. Long throw down the floor to Cordonier, too far, and it goes out of bounds. But Tri-County North has seen Rushi blister the nets, and a bench player has come in for Rushi, a substitute, 8 points from York.
Yeah, well, he started a lot of games for him, too. They got 1A and 1B with him and Monin.
Here is Tri-County North down to 17. Reverse layup try, no good. Fine attempt with the left hand by Clint Barnes, 6'4 sophomore, fouled in the act of shooting. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi was established in 1986. At first, we repaired broken pallets, for one large customer. Well, today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves that initial customer plus 200 more across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093, 295-3093. Tri-County North missed both free throws. Jackson Grojean chucked up a long three. It bounced off the iron, but Gregonier was there to get the garbage for Rushi. 21-2 Raiders. Tri-County North spending a lot of time in backcourt, hustling up the floor, dribbling hard as Williamson goes baseline to a teammate over Cash. His shot is missed. Rebound rolling to midcourt. Grojean's got it for the Raiders. 3:18 to go in the first. Ball whip left corner to York. York open for a three ball. Shot it short, no good. Rebounded in the paint. Thrown to Grojean on the arc. Swish from three-point territory for Jackson Grojean. Another substitute. Uncorks a three, and he's dead center.
Oh, that kid can flat-out shoot it. That was a good find by Francis to get him the ball.
24-2. Rushi is Tri-County North. Finally whips the Raiders press, and Clint Barnes gets a nice 2-on-1 break and a layup. Here is a long pass down the floor by Rushi to York. York is belted on the arm. As he goes strolling to the rim, he'll get two free throws upcoming. 2:44 left, opening quarter, 24-4, Rushi.
for Sales leads Waynesville in a D3 girls game, 26-25 at the half.
Yep, that should be a special contest. Waynesville undefeated, beat for Sales by 3 early in the year at for Sales. What a shootout that one is. A for Sales Waynesville girls D3 matchup tonight. Say, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi on Rangeline Road has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're off Friday to Sunday. Well, what a gig that is. Just message A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. One of two free throws made by York of the Raiders, and then a throwaway by Tri-County North. Rushi gets it back. Here is a long pass from 35 feet out on the floor by Hayden Quinter, and he threw a dime to Felix Francis, who caught it low in the right near the rim. He soared up, got it, jerked down a slam dunker, and it brought the small crowd to its feet. What a play. The throw by Quinter was spot on.
Perfect. Woo. I'll tell you what, Francis was, his head was up around the rim.
Dynamite heave by Quinter. He threw a bullet, perfectly delivered ball to Francis to the right of the hoop. He went up, snared it, and jammed it down. Here is Rushi going the other way. Foul on the drive. Raiders stole it from the Panthers. And it was Cordonier blitzing down the floor. Foul driving to the rim. It's common. 2:12 to go here in the first. 27-4 in favor of Rushi. Rushi Raiders were victorious in game one of the tournament over Yellow Springs. That game was 49-7 at the halftime break.
This might be 49-7 at the end of the first quarter.
Raiders inbounded to Cordonier. Left wing starts to drive, bumped while shooting, and Cordonier gets two free throws here for Rushi.
Down the basket.
Oh, the shot went in. I had my head down. Excuse me. A free throw for Cordonier to wrap up the three-point play, and he notches it. And that gives Rushi 30. We have not played 6 minutes. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Tri-County North in backcourt with the basketball. Panthers slowly bring it down. It's Williamson. Williamson to Fannin, stolen on the play by Felix Francis. He throws low on the left to a teammate. Shot laid up, no good. Francis on the follow, stick back. Two more. Francis gets it. 32-4 Raiders. Here's Tri-County North throwing a pass down the far right side of the floor. It's Overcash. Overcash then goes opposite and bounces that one right into the Raiders bench. Out of bounds.
Well, some people might be going, okay, it's 32-4. Why are they still pressing? Well, it's still the first quarter, and you're still getting your team prepared for the tournament run. So, unfortunately, the way it's set up now, some of these games are going to be real butt kickers.
Yeah, these Raiders have got to play at least a half. The starters must be on the hardwood 16 minutes to get ready for tournament action and games down the road, which could be very well contested. 32-4, Rushi Raiders miss a long three-point try. Tri-County North's got the rebound. Just over a minute to play in the opening period. On the arc is Kobe Reynolds. Reynolds swerves through the top of the circle, stops at the foul line. Oh, makes a nice pass. It's a beauty. Good dish on the play to Parker Overcash, 5'11 senior. And he was wide open, zipped right past a blue jersey and laid it in. Here's Cordonier at the elbow on the right. Fakes the shot, dumps it down to Francis, layup good. Assist Cordonier, two more. 34-6 Rushi, 42 seconds to go in the first. Here is Tommaso Gugino. He is an exchange student from Italy. He's on the floor now for Tri-County North. In fact, he's got the ball. Shot fake, enters the lane. A little floater is good. He banked it in. Nice shot by Gugino. 34-8, first quarter, 18 seconds left. Cordonier takes a look at a long three. Aims, misses, no good. Weak side rebound is up and in by Monin with 8 ticks on the clock. 36-8, Rushi. Tri-County North walks it up. Down the right side goes Fannin to Overcash. Wild shot at the buzzer, no good. And the first quarter ends. Rushi 36, Tri-County North 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Our score is 36-8. You heard me correctly. 28-point lead, Rushi. Seconds away from the start of the second quarter. And yes, Rushi's got several starters still out there on the hardwood. It's imperative that head coach Spencer Cordonier gives these first seven or eight players a lot of work.
Yeah, I like this combination. He's got kids that have played all year out there, and he's also got Francis in the game.
Tri-County North possession. We start quarter number two. Panthers had the ball on the arc. It is Overcash. Looks for Peyton Fannin. Gets it to him. He drives into the right corner. Back out high to Williamson. Baseline right. It's fed to Clint Barnes. Tommaso Gugino, the Italian foreign exchange student, on the floor. Where's number 34, 6'2 senior? Dribble drive at Tri-County North. It is Williamson shoveling it to the rim. No good. Rebound of Arushi. Down the floor hard goes Grojean. Feeds it to Francis. Another extra pass on the arc to York, who lips the rim on a three try. Francis in the paint misses a 10-footer, and the rebound comes down to Tri-County North. On the floor now for the Rushi Raiders, Dominic Francis up from the JVs, 6'5 junior. Dribble drive down the right lane line, Tri-County North reach in against Rushi. So Dominic Francis is out there on the floor for the Raiders along with Benjamin York. Felix Francis sits down, Braden Monin back in. Here is the ball thrown into the right corner to Fannin. And Fannin has it knocked out by Rushi. Benjamin York on the floor with Dominic Francis, as we noted. Jackson Grojean is there. Braden Monin is among the five. And is that Zeb Schultze wearing number 20 on his back? Is
yes, sir.
Fifth?
Yep.
Tri-County North having a difficult time entering the ball far side of the floor. Rushi continues to smack it out of bounds. We played a minute, second quarter, 36-8, Rushi in the lead. Ball inbounded to Gugino, 30 feet away. Gugino fakes the handoff, keeps, goes to the elbow on the left, stops his dribble, pressured by Monin. Here's a bounce pass out on top, bodies fall to the floor, and it's a foul against Rushi. Zeb Schultze, 6'2 junior.
He had already turned the ball over. That was kind of a silly foul.
So Tri-County North inbounds down to our left. It's played in by Kobe Reynolds, 6'3 soft. Reynolds to midcourt, handled by Fannin. Fannin being checked by Grojean, 35 feet away. On the weave, here is Reynolds. Enters the paint area, muffed the basketball. Rushi gobbled it up, threw it down to York. Ball fed to the trailer, Monin. Look at him go. He split the defense and laid it through. Well done by Monin. Rushi always looking for that cutter, slicing to the rim. 38-8. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Top of the circle, Fannin falls down, slides to the floor, coughed up the ball. Reynolds tried to get it. Rushi took it away. Then a pass by the Raiders is deflected. Rushi gets it back. Rogin spots up and buries the three from the far left wing. Jackson Grogin.
Even when you're going, okay, now I'm playing against their subs, and then you watch them get shots like that, there is no relief.
Nope, not at all. Alka-Seltzer won't even provide the relief. It is 41-8 in favor of Rushi, which steals at midcourt. Then the Raiders try to heave it back onto the court of play. Tri-County North gets it. And here's a solid drive to the rim, barreling down the lane for the Panthers. Goes Kobe Reynolds, and he's hammered on the elbow. And he gets two free throws.
That was a clean block. I'm looking right down at it.
5:27 left to go, second quarter, 41-8. Rushi on top of 33. Once again, the winner of this game will play on Friday at 6 against the winner of the second game here tonight, featuring Newton and Emmanuel Christian.
We're 2 points away from what will be in the second half, a running clock.
Right. And then in the other bracket here at Troy, action tomorrow features Lehman against Southeastern at 6 and Botkin versus Triad at 7:30. 41-8 to score. Lane violation on Tri-County North, and Rushi gets the ball.
Poor shooter. The shooter didn't. He stepped over the line.
Grogin and York in backcourt. Head coach Spencer Grenagner says, let's run this. Let's see what the Raiders are up to here. York high right. Goes right corner to Monin. Monin tight ropes along the boundary below the basket. Shovels the ball into the paint. Hacking foul against Tri-County North. As Dominic Francis, 6'5 junior, went up to shoot it, he was pounded on the arm by Tommaso Gugino of Tri-County North. A couple free throws here for Dominic. It is good. 42-8 in favor of the Raiders. Well, we saw Dominic Francis a few times at the JV level late in the year, Chuck, and he was a force.
Boy, can he jump.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a senior next year, and they're planning on him.
Good leaper, uses his body extremely well, broad-shouldered. And here at the free throw line, Dominic made both, cashed in each time, swished a pair. 43-8, Rushi. Tri-County North is trapped at midcourt. Ball thrown up ahead to Gugino, nearly walked. Gave it on the arc to a teammate who is Williamson. Now 25 feet away, it's Reynolds. Reynolds closed off in the left corner. Good switching by Rushi. Head of the key, Peyton Fannin. Fannin on the bounce. 4:43 to go in the second. 43-8 in favor of Rushi. We are at 35 points now. That's the difference in this game. If this were the third quarter, 35 would mean running clock. Long shot missed by Tri-County North. Rushi down the floor into the lane. York. I thought Tri-County North might have gotten a hand up on top of the leather, could have blocked York there. Panthers not given the benefit of the doubt, though, and York strolls to the line with two free throws coming.
I thought that was as clean a block as the one they called the foul on York down here.
43-8 in favor of Rushi with 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. York's free throw is perfect. We got Cordonier, Quinter, Borchers, Francis coming back in. Free throw shooter York stays on the court for Rushi. 36-point advantage. We'll have a briskly played second half because Tri-County North will have to work this deficit down below 30 to take off the continuous clock. Second free throw by York is off the heel. Long rebound to Francis to Quinter. Baseline left to York. Shot blocked on the play. Well done. Nice effort by Kobe Reynolds, and he tracked down the loose ball. Gave it up to Gugino. Gugino dribbling too much, has it stolen. Rushi on the bust out. Long throw ahead to Borchers, a little too far. Officials say he saved it inbounds. Ball still alive. Left corner, Cordonier. Long three, in, out, bouncing, no. Loose ball rebound near side of the floor, into the Tri-County bench. Rushi possession. 44-8 Raiders, 3:52 left here in the second quarter. That shot by Cordonier did everything but go in. Looked like it went in twice.
I thought it was going in after a bump the second time.
York drives, pitches it back to Quinter. High left it goes on the play to Borchers. He sets, shoots the three. It's bouncing off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped up and in by Braylon Cordonnier. He's got the stick back, and it's 46-8 in favor of Rushi with 3:29 left till halftime. Panthers have the ball at midcourt. Dribbling hard down the left side goes Peyton Fannin, and he runs into a wall. Couple of blue jerseys. Stalemated him, and Fannin just simply dropped the ball out of bounds. Raiders will bring it down.
Well, this freshman has never seen anything quite like this defensively, I'm sure.
Big difference between the bottom of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference and the top of the Shelby County Athletic League. Here's Grojean rotating top of the circle into the lane. Behind him on the plate of Borchers. Oh, look at him slash. Right down the right lane line to the rack, up and in off the window for Borchers. 48-8 in favor of Rushi. Here's a soft baseline 10-footer. It is missed on the play. But Mason Givens,
wow, 5'10",
soft in off the bench. And then Borchers comes right back for Rushi. Cutting to the rim again, second straight goal. Good game for Vince.
Well, Quinter stood. He saw him coming, and he just held it. Hit him perfectly down the lane. Great sharing of the basketball.
50-8 in favor of the Raiders. Here's Gugino passing off on the play to Reynolds. Reynolds twirls into the lane, spins up a five-footer. No good. Rebounded by Quinter of Rushi. Hits the trailer, Cordonnier. Extra pass to Francis. Missed it, but he's fouled. 2:15 to go, first half. It is 50-8 in favor of Rushi. And we will have a mighty quick second half to this game, as it will commence with a running clock. That is for certain right now. Rushi up by 42. Foul shot by Francis is good. Raiders have shot free throws pretty daggone well here tonight.
2 for 3, and then they're 5 for 7.
If there's been an Achilles heel this year for Rushi, at times has been the foul shooting. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Raiders up 43. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hey, there's no need to search for the best morning breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, the Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular Inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And don't forget the Friday night Lent special. Oh, all the shrimp you can eat from 4 to 7. I took advantage this past Friday, and it was excellent. Rushi with free throws, then a Raiders steal, a bust out the other way. And Rushi's fouled at the rim. Two free throws coming for Rushi's Vince Borchers, who's logged a lot of quality minutes in this game here tonight.
They'll be at 11 free throws now in the first half. They're not helping themselves with their fouls.
That's what you call attacking the basket, and you can benefit by getting to the charity stripe of plenty. And Rushi's been there often. Free throw by Borchers. Swirls around the rim and comes off. 52-8, Rushi. A minute 57 to go, second quarter. Borchers connects. And it's 53-8 in favor of the Raiders. And the workhorse for Tri-County North in bringing the ball up the floor has been Travis Williamson along with Parker Overcash. And now Rushi relents, backs off three-quarter court pressure in the midcourt trap. Here is Overcash outside the arc. Fires baseline right to a teammate. Little fadeaway 10-footer is good. Nice shot to Fannin. Well done around the corner of the backboard. About a 12-footer, all net, 53-10, Rushi. Here's Quinter diving into the lane, probes the middle, makes a late dish to a teammate, shot up once, twice, no good. Stick back again, yes, Cordonier kept working hard. And for his effort, he made the rebound basket and was fouled. And a hockey line change for Rushi, set to check in. 55-10, 1-11. Left to go here in the second quarter. This looks like the best of the National Football League against the weakest on a Sunday afternoon, Chuck. 55-10.
The only nice part about that is I could turn the channel. Don't be turning us off at home. That was a joke.
Cordonier knocks down the free throw. Three-point play by him. Boy, Rushi's had a number of those conventional three-point plays, scoring hoops, fouled in the act of shooting. 1 minute left to go here in the first half, 56-10 in favor of Rushi. And I tell you what, that duo of Williamson and Overcash out high for the Panthers, getting overworked. Rushi puts the clamps on him, and the Raiders force another miscue.
18.
Woo. TCN has turned it over nearly 20 times in the first two periods. On a weave, it's Monin. High right, it goes to Zeb Schultze behind the arc to York. York with a spin move at the elbow. Now Monin straight away, near wing York. Into the post it goes to Francis, back to York in the baseline. He carves out space in the lane, has his shot blocked, taken away by Tri-County North. Leaking out the other way is Travis Williamson, and that's the way the night's gone. He missed the easiest shot of this game. Nobody around. It was a one-footer. Everybody else was back at midcourt. Shot rolled off the rim. Rushi hustled down, got the board. 12 seconds to go, first half. Baseline left. Here's a 12-foot fall away by Dominic Francis. No good off the heel. 4 seconds to go, second quarter. Here comes Tri-County North to midcourt. Long heave off the backboard. No good. Two periods in the books here at Troy, as we expected, all Raiders and then some. Rushi 56, Tri-County North 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
It is halftime at Troy on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scoresbroadcast.com is the radio on your phone for high school sports. Two quarters have been played. Rushi 56, Tri-County North 10. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sidney. Chuck?
Well, the stats look like the scoreboard. 20-6 rebounding advantage for the Raiders. 12-0 on the offensive boards. The Panthers turned it 18 times. The Raiders turned it twice. Tri-County North went to the free throw line four times, missed them all. 9-12 from the line for Rushi. Individual scoring. You got Williamson, you got Overcash, Barnes, Fannin, and Gugino.
Yep.
Gugino.
Yep.
They all have two. They scored 8 and 2, 10 for the first half. Rushi, they've got Borchers, York, and Cordon. You're all with 10. They got Francis with 8. They got Monin with 8. Rogine with 6. They got 2 from Quinter and 2 from Francis. They scored 36 and 20 and lead at 56 to 10 at the half. There's 3 kids in double figures and 2 with 8 at halftime.
Wow. Well, we knew Tri-County North would have a lot of difficulty with Rushi's pressure. You simply can't prepare for it. How in the world do you practice in order to simulate this kind of pressure Rushi will put up against you? It's like there are 7 or 8 blue jerseys out there on the floor. It's like one big giant web all over the court, and you are suffocated by it, and the steals just happen left and right.
Well, when I coached at Pickwood, we had Trotwood in the league, so I had to play him twice. When I got ready for Trotwood, I would press with 7 guys against my 5. Truly, that is the only way.
Yeah.
And we'd have another kid at the end of with a broom holding it up because that's the closest you can simulate to what you were going to run into at Trotwood.
And that broom had a handle that was about 10 feet long.
Yeah, we should have taken it with us into the game and swung it at him when we were playing, but I don't know if that would help.
And the defense swept him off the floor.
Well, you know what? We played him within 10 the second time, lost by like 32 the first, so I was happy with that.
Yeah. Halftime here at Troy. It is the D4 boys sectional. Rushi Raiders convincingly 56-10 over Tri-County North. We'll have a running clock the final two quarters of this game once the Raiders got to a 35-point spread and then continued to increase the lead. That meant beginning third period, running clock will be introduced. It'll be on the rest of the game. The lead right now is 46. Tri-County North would have to whittle the disadvantage all the way down to below 30.
29, yep.
In order for the clock to come off. We're about 5 minutes away from the second half. It is 56-10 Rushi, our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Rushi Raiders lead 56-10, seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Hey, quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. You see, Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings at Francis Manufacturing. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com. 56-10 Raiders lead, Tri-County North down the floor. Initial possession, third quarter, ball punched out of bounds by Rushi. We'll check the Raiders five on the floor here at the outset of half number two. It is Quinner, Monin, Grojean. Looks like Felix Francis, Benjamin York.
Yep.
Tri-County North's got the ball in the perimeter in the person of Overcash. Drops it off down in the paint to Barnes. Loose ball picked up by Williamson, baseline right. Shot blocked. Then Rushi tries to throw an outlet pass down the floor. It's blocked. Tri-County North gets it back.
driving layup missed by Overcash. Raiders have got possession. Here's Quinter zipping up the floor. Leaves it right corner for Monin from three-point land. Bingo! He's got it. Boy, that's what you like to see. Marucci making threes, and four or five of the young men can do it. They can knock them down in streaks. Tri-County North missing on the inside. Rebound is flubbed out of bounds to Marucci.
He got blocked twice on that same shot. They blocked the first one. He kind of got it back a little bit, tried to put it up with his left hand, and it got blocked again.
6:12 to go here in the third, 59-10 in favor of the Raiders, who've got Jackson Grogene in the left corner on top to Quinter. Quinter probes the middle, and he bowls his way right down the paint, and he's yanked on the arm. He'll shoot two. Tell you what, Chuck, I have seen things here in the last 30 seconds I really like. The three-point shooting, the drive, the kick. And here Quinter sees an opening. He knows he's going to get fouled. He's got confidence at the free throw line. He shoots it up and in. Swish.
He had the first basket of the game, and that's only his third point now. But he probably has at least 10 assists.
He has been facilitating, that's for sure.
Short.
That shot by Quinter, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound to York. Oh, with a great pocket pass. Opposite side of the paint to Francis. Layup is in. Beautifully done. 62-10, Rushi, 5:17 to go. Third quarter, we've got a running clock. Here's a loose ball down to our right. Tri-County North lost it. York picked it up. York in backcourt. Bounces up ahead to a teammate, Monin. Zips it left wing to Francis, barreling toward the rim. Got it for two. 64-10, Raiders. It's been a track meet most often here tonight. Williamson outside the arc for Tri-County North. Makes a bounce pass down low on the left to Overcash. Fadeaway shot in the paint now by him. It's off to the left. Rebounded by Grogene of Rushi. Grogene hits a cutter. York right down the middle. Little teardrop right in front. No good. Tip is missed on the play. Follow-up almost went in. Rebound down to the Panthers. Up ahead, Williamson. Over the timeline, he gets it to Reynolds. Reynolds down the left side. There's a loose ball, top of the circle. Tri-County North muffed it, lost it big time. Grogene scooped it up on the play, and he whisked the other way. Hurried to the rim, left-hand layup good. Timeout call by the Raiders, who will substitute with 4:12 to go in the third. 66-10, Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hey, don't forget Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. And Cutaway is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children, too. We've been styling at Cutaway for 40 years. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylist Deb Gubo, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years experience, our experience, your style at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Braylon Verdon here has just garnered two more points for the Raiders, who lead at 68-10. Chuck, you were noting that Rushi needs another bucket from whom to get an additional player into double figures?
Well, Grogene's got eight, so you got Francis with 12, you got Monin with 11, 10 for Borchers, 10 for York, 12 for Cordonier, and Grogene, that would give him, so six in double figures if he gets two more.
That's called balance with the largest uppercase B that you could ever imagine. Loose ball far side of the floor, and it is Tri-County North unable to handle it cleanly, goes to the sideline, out of bounds, Raiders.
Overcash stepped on the line as he threw the pass in.
Rushi possession, 68-10. 2:55 left, third quarter, continuous clock. Borchers enters the lane. Little leaner right in front. Hangs on the iron, and it comes off. Two free throws for Borchers. Clock continues to run. 2:40 left in a very zippy third quarter of action. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, all tailored, customized to your needs, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, that is for sure. Borchers hit one of two free throws for Rushi. Tri-County North threw it away. Raiders got it back. There's Grosjean, baseline left. Hits a 15-footer, and he's in double figures, Chuck.
Yeah, that's his 10th, and what a great rebound and pass by Francis.
So what a grand total of a half a dozen Raiders have hit the double-figure status. Wow, six with 10 or more in this contest. Off-balance shot in the lane, thrown up there by Clint Barnes. It is no good. The rebound is up and in. Nicely done on the play by Barnes, who followed his own miss. 1:10 to go in the third. Rushi in the half court. Dribble drive, right side of the lane. Zeb Schultz into the iron. Backboard rim no good. Over the shoulder foul on Rushi. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Raiders lead at 71-12. Clock continues to run. Substitutions are made. Ball will be thrown in momentarily by Tri-County North. Continuous clock in play the entire second half of this game.
Overcash is going to be a tired young man. He has really just had mentally and physically, he's just been getting pounded out there.
No pun intended. Overcash is going to be overspent.
Yeah.
Here is Tri-County North. Moving screen right side of the floor. Yep. Caught with his hand in the cookie jar was Clint Barnes. His fan and dribbled right around the teammate who was not stationary. He was shifting the hip and the legs. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi with the ball. Angling in, baseline right. Going hard to the cup is Vince Borchers, and he banked it home just before the buzzer. Rushi 73, Tri-County North 12 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
But the Rushi Raiders are at 73 at the moment. 8 minutes to go, continuous clock. So these 8 minutes will be eight pretty quick minutes. Rushi scored 84 points, by the way, back on Friday, December 29th, against Meadowdale in the Pickwell Holiday Tourney. Rushi popped home 78 on a few other occasions, twice against Fairlawn, once against New Bremen, contest against Houston, 73, by the way, against St. Henry. We'll see what the Raiders wind up with here tonight. 84, the high water mark for the year. Rushi with the ball outside the circle on the right. Numerous changes for the blue and gold. Landon Plyman is in, 6'2 junior. Ball thrown from one side of the key. Landon Monin to
Davis.
Was that Hayden Quinter who scored?
Dominic Davis. Francis. Yeah.
Dominic Francis got the two. Nice feed on the play by Landon Monin to Dominic Francis. And then Tri-County North coughs up the ball. Raiders have it, four court left. Outside the arc is Zeb Schulze. Ball flipped into the post. Turnaround J by Landon Monin. Good. 10-footer up and in off the window. Monin, 6'5 junior, connects. 77-12, Rushi, 6.5 to go here in the fourth. Tri-County North dribbling up the floor. It's Williamson to Overcash. Makes a feed, attempting to hit Kobe Reynolds, who was streaking in from the left corner. And the ball was too far out in front, and Rushi will have it. Clock continues to run. Changes are made. Substitutions in. 6:11 left. Fourth quarter, 77-12, Rushi. Rushi will await the winner of the second game tonight, Emmanuel Christian and Newton. They tip at 7:30. Rushi comes back against the club triumphant in the second game in a contest on Friday at 6. Here's a baseline jump shot by the Raiders. It is short of the mark. No good. Missed by Cooper Unverfurth. Ball skittled off the rim. Was tapped out by Tri-County North.
If I was either coach of the next game, I would have made my kids go to the locker room. I wouldn't let them watch this.
Here's Unverfurth on the arc. He stumbles down. Might have been tripped. Lost the ball. Picked up by Overcash to Reynolds. Reynolds bullies his way down the lane to the rim. Good play. Missed the shot. Couldn't finish. Rebound down to Rushi. Dribble drive down the lane. Oh, well done by Zeb Schulze. He carved down an avenue. Took it right to the lip of the rim. Up and over. Two-pointer. 79-12. Rushi. 5:07 left to go here in the fourth. Nice little give and go. Cut to the rim by the Panthers. Clint Barnes on the finish. Barnes with the left hand. 79-14 Rushi. 4:52 left in the fourth quarter. Raiders have the ball in the paint. Awkward, wild shot. Heaved up there on the play by Landon Plyman. No good. Rebound Dominic Francis. Out on the arc it goes to Cooper Unverfurth, who resets the attack. Right wing to Schulze. Popping out to catch, Zeb Borchers. Ball fed into the post to Dominic Francis. Working, scoring right in front, and a foul to boot. We will see a lot of that next season.
He's a good offensive basketball player and getting better defensively, and he can, like we said, he can jump out of the gym.
And he is nimble on his feet. Excellent footwork is displayed right there. And one head fake after another got the defender out of position. Went up strong, shot it down through, was fouled. 81-14, Dominic Francis at the line. 3:55 left to go in this game. As I said a few minutes ago, Rushi scored 84 against Meadowdale on December 29th at the Pickle Holiday Tourney. And the Raiders are a basket short of that mark right now. Free throw by Dominic is good. 82-14 Raiders. 3.5 left in the fourth quarter. Coming down the floor with it is Travis Williamson for Tri-County North. Gives it up to Overcash. Overcash 25 feet away. Check by Unverfurth. Goes baseline. He's doubled.
Yes.
Oh, a nice wraparound pocket pass. Low on the right to teammate Clint Barnes, who tries to finish, and he's fouled. In the act of shooting, he gets two. 3 minutes to go in the game. 82-14 Raiders.
Overcash has tried to do the right things. He's not getting a lot of help and all that pressure, but I've been kind of impressed with the kid. Played hard the entire game.
Yes. Here is Tri-County North shooting the free throw. Missed.
They're 0 for 5 from the line right now.
Clint Barnes, 6'4 sophomore, will try foul shot number two.
as Rushi has substituted once again. Caleb Unverfirth is in. Second free throw by Barnes. Spins the ball in his palms once, twice. It is off to the left, no good. Strong rebound, Rushi. Raiders have it in backcourt with 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter, leading 82-14. Here is Landon Plyman on a weave. Hits a teammate, carving out space down the lane. A little too hot to handle. Borchers lost it. Out of bounds over the end line. 2 minutes left to go in the fourth. Tri-County North to midcourt. It is Overcash. Gets a screen way out on the floor from Kobe Reynolds. Overcash tries to make a bounce pass. It hits the leg of a Raider. Rushi comes up with the steal. It is Caleb Unverfirth who takes it away. Flips it up the floor to Zeb Borchers. Borchers foul line. Bounce pass, baseline left, out of bounds. Receiver couldn't find the handle. Landon Monin could not rope that one in. Tri-County North possession, 82-14 Raiders. A minute 22 left here in the fourth as we play out the string. Again, Rushi will come back on Friday at 6. We'll cover that game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com against Newton or Emmanuel Christian. They play in game two here tonight. Kobe Reynolds has the ball in the right corner, gives to Overcash. Little give and go with Reynolds. His shot is no good. It glanced off the backboard, but he was handcuffed and fouled with 50 seconds to go in the game. A couple of free throws here for Tri-County North. And two shots here, Chuck, might exhaust the final 35 seconds of this contest. Two free throws for Tri-County North. It is pumped up there by Reynolds. It's good. Under a half minute remaining. Scoreboard reads 82-14. I don't think that foul shot was registered. Was Tri-County North at 13 before?
They should be 3. They should be at 15.
That's what I thought. Occasionally I'm right. Scoreboard operator is right most of the time. Second free throw too hard. 8 seconds left. Rushi with the rebound. Raiders may not match that 84-point total against Meadowdale back in late December as the buzzer sounds, and that is it. Rushi 82, Tri-County North 15 here tonight. Say, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's right. 15% off, including Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty, can't beat that. Century brand tools at Jackson Center, Century brand hand tools, I should say, at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Plus big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like him on Facebook, tell Darren Yankst you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scorespodcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store where we make buying hardware easy. Scoreboard has removed the final score. Tri-County North at 15.
15, that's 15 officially, no matter what they had on the scoreboard.
Rushi at 82.
82 to 15.
67-point win by the Raiders. We'll return with more from here at Troy in a few minutes. We'll total up the scoring, play a few commercials to pay our bills, and then we'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new
G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Nice win for the Rushi Raiders, 82-15. Yeah, very lopsided, but I thought Rushi shot the ball well. Chuck, three-pointers, mid-range jumpers around the rim, free throws, very good. Rushi won't be loosely guarded like this again. The next foe will be a little more stringent, that's for sure, either Newton or Emmanuel Christian. But, you know, in the tournament, boy, you want to see some good shooting, consistent jump shooters all over the floor. And right down through the first eight or nine, Rushi shot the ball extremely well. Good, superb jump shooting by the Raiders throughout the night.
Well, what they did was they kept their concentration. When you jump out on a team 56-10 at halftime, that second half could be a real snoozer. They still played hard, and the kids coming off the bench, they only turned the ball over five times for the game, three times in the second half. And that was against, you know, I mean, with a lot of your JV kids playing the entire fourth quarter. So, now they can be real happy with the effort tonight.
Yep, for sure. Double-figure scoring for Rushi Deluxe.
Well, they out-rebounded them 33-9, 15-1 on the offensive boards, 27 turnovers for the Panthers. They took the press off. That helped them there. They only had 9 in the second half. 5 for Rushi, 12 of 17 from the free throw line for the Raiders. Panthers 1 of 8. Clint Barnes had 6 points for Tri-County, and then it drops down to two. I'm going to go with Parker Overcash. He only had 2 points, but the kid handled the basketball. He was under pressure the entire game, and I thought he honestly did a pretty good job for how totally outmanned they were. On the other side, you got 13 points from Vince Borchers. You got 12 points from Cordonier, 12 points from Francis, 11 points from Monin, 10 points from York, 10 points from Jackson Grojean. They got 7 from Dominic Davis. And then
Dominic Francis.
Francis, I keep saying Davis, I don't know why. 3 points for Quinter, 2 points for Landon Monin. They scored 82 for the game. I'm going to go with Jackson Grojean and Vince Borchers are my players of the game for the Raiders.
And how many for Rushin double figures? 6?
Yeah, 6.
Wow.
And Francis had 7 points.
Yeah, Dominic Davis, former player for the Fairlawn Jets.
There you go. And that's exactly what was stuck in my head.
Yep. Those SCAL names eventually all start to kind of run together. Clancy's on Wapak in Sydney underwrites this segment of her presentation. Clancy's Restaurant, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hello once again from here at Troy. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 82-15. Rushi Raiders victorious in our broadcasted game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Newton and Emmanuel Christian out on the floor at the moment. The winner of this game that tips at 7:30 takes on Rushi Friday night at 6. Our airtime is at 5:20 on Friday evening. Don't forget, doubleheader tomorrow night at Pickwas Garbery Gym on the air at
5:20 p.m. Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe. Redskins underdog once again. We'll try to pull off the upset. If Fort Loramie plays well, it is a winnable game. Franklin Monroe is a good, solid club, and Fort Loramie's not going to be able to win playing in the 40s. Miami Valley School shot 23%, I think, against Fort Loramie this past weekend. Franklin Monroe is not going to shoot that poorly. No. Redskins will have to continue to step up the game, get more points on the inside. Yep, Berger and Maurer will have to produce 25 to 30 between them. But the Redskins will need more points down below the foul line for sure. Second game, I tell you what, Chuck, if Covington plays with the flair and flash that they displayed in winning on Saturday at Piqua in Game 3, Buccaneers can give the Jackson Center Tigers all they want. I saw some Jackson Center players after their win over Twin Valley South 50-38 on Saturday, and I was just joking with a few of them saying, tell Reed if he's got that little baby four-footer to go ahead and knock it down. And they laughed, and they said, yeah, he's a little too unselfish at times.
Absolutely. But, yeah. And you know what? Let's just face it. Jackson didn't play very well. That wasn't a very good basketball team. And they should have. It was probably a 20-point win for them. But they only won it by 12. So, you know, you got that one out of the way. Now come out here on tomorrow night and play the way you can.
But what I did like about Jackson Center was Preston Sayre. Oh, my goodness. From behind the arc off the bench, he was spectacular. And that's the kind of instant offense Jackson Center needs. That's why the Tigers so often this year were mired in the 40s and just could not produce, 14, 15 points a quarter to win a few more games. Hey, with Sayre on the floor and Lucas Heitkamp and Lucas Hartle and Flatfoot in the middle, uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, and let's just face it. Lucas Hartle didn't have a very good game. He had maybe as bad a game as I've seen the kid play in the games we had this year.
Right.
He got it out of the way. They win by 12 points, and their leading scorer, I think he had three, if I'm not mistaken. But they'll be a different team tomorrow night. They'll be ready to play.
Yeah, starter Trevor Huber was solid in the win on Saturday over TBS as well. So a good doubleheader tomorrow. We've got the action for you from Pickwick's Garbrey Gym on the air with Game 1 at 5:20, Fort Loramie and Franklin Monroe. And then our schedule really begins to heat up. Nothing on Thursday, back here on Friday night. Rushi at 5:20 against the winner of this game, Newton Emmanuel Christian. Then how about Saturday schedule, Chuck? We've got two girls games, two district contests from here at Troy, and then a 6 o'clock tip from
here or Piqua. It depends on how things go tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a D4 district semifinal on Saturday night at 6 from Piqua or Troy. Two games earlier in the day here, Rushi girls and the Fort Loramie girls play in separate contests. Keep abreast of our website for actual air times for those contests on Saturday. I think the whole day begins at 10:30 in the morning.
But I'm not sure. I don't know if we have a 10:30 game. I'm going to talk to Dave Palmer and ask him if he can give me a kind of an idea, because they don't say who the teams are. They tell you when the games are. They don't tell you which one is what. So.
Exactly. I don't think Saturday's schedule is firmly set in cement yet. We do know that more than likely Tri-Village plays in one game, Fort Loramie in a contest, and Rushi against the Jackson Center Botkins winner in another district final girls D4 on Saturday. So three games for you on Saturday. In fact, Saturday evening will wrap up by 7:15, 7:30. We'll have three games in by then. Rushi here Friday night, a single game. Tip off at 6. And then we've got a doubleheader tomorrow night at Pickwick's Garbrey Gym on the air at 5:20. Thanks so much to our online listeners. We are pretty much all commercialed out for this evening. Thanks to our sponsors. Thank you so much for helping us pay the bills. Our online listeners don't have to subscribe. They hear our broadcasts, our play-by-play in color, free of charge on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks to Jeff Bray feeding us scores along the way. Versailles girls in Division III came from behind and defeated Waynesville, offsetting a regular season loss to Waynesville. Now, Versailles defeating Waynesville in D3 girls action tonight. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Troy. Final score once again, Rushi easily over Tri-County North, 82-15.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.